Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Father, once again, we thank you. Thank you, Father. We thank you for you are our Father. We thank you, God, for you're more than God to us, but we were born of you. And we became your children, and you became our Father. And in that we delight. Father, speak to us today. May we be blessed. May we be transformed. May we be energized to continue to walk with you. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Yeah, just greet your neighbor. Greet your neighbor. Welcome them in the service. Find out how they're doing. Yeah? Find out how they are. If there's something not well in their lives, just take a minute and pray for them, all right? Yeah. Ask them how they're doing. Yeah? And then pray for them, okay? I'm going to give you 2 minutes, okay? Yeah. Ask them what their needs are and pray for them, eh? Pray for them in faith, believing that God hears prayer. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Amen. Thank you all for coming for the service. Yes. Glory to God. Amen. That was, wonderful. Eh? Amen. Yeah. There's nothing as wonderful as a church or a group of Christians. There's nothing as wonderful as them experiencing the presence of God. Eh? Okay? There's nothing more wonderful than that. And that is what a congregation is supposed to achieve that. Eh? Okay? God wants to commune with his people. All right? Glory be to God. On 2nd November, the year 2000, I was in medical school. I was either in 5th year or 4th year. So you can estimate how young I am. But anyway, on that day, I remember I was in the medical school canteen, which now you guys change the names. Now you call it a school of health sciences. Stupid things. Anyway, it's medical school, all right? Anyway, so I was seated there. Then I was reading the Bible cover to cover. Okay? But right now I'm reading the Bible cover to cover again. I have to do it in 4 months. But in January, I did a cover to cover in, it was how many days? 40 days. I have the time, You guys don't, So don't try to do those things. You'll be sucked, from your what? Don't do the cover to cover if you want, but not in 30 days, You have work to do, alright? You have 8 to 5, Okay? Some of you are husbands, you need to entertain your wives, So, okay? Be wise, Okay, wives have to entertain what? Their husbands, in addition to that. Anyway, so I was reading the Bible. Then I came across 1 Corinthians 22:5, okay, where David was telling the people, okay, he was telling them that my son Solomon is young and inexperienced. Yet the house of the Lord to be built must be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Okay? Now, when I read that scripture, it hit me, man. Imagine you're reading the Bible, scripture, then you reach a verse When the thing hit me, it had a presence, and I just knew the Lord was speaking to me. I knew he was telling me that I was young and inexperienced. Inexperienced means stupid, you know. No wisdom, foolish. Okay? In addition to other things it means. But also it means those things. Okay? So, can you imagine God telling you, you're young and foolish? And that's okay for your age. There's an age where it's okay to be foolish. I hope you understand that. Okay? So anyway, I knew God was telling me a day is going to come when I will build him a house that will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Now those days, though I was in medical school and I was supposed to be a resident at the university, I had decided to leave university and stay home. And so because I was in fifth year, it was the final year, it was tight. When I would go home, I never used to watch TV. Okay, because there was no time. You just go home, read a little that you can, go to sleep, wake up early in the morning, go to Mulago. That was the routine. Okay, but on this particular day, I get home and I'm like, what is on TV these days? Since I was in what? Watching TV. So I was like, what is on TV these days? So I get the remote and I was like, what is on TV these days? And the moment the TV turns on, there's this guy, a pastor in Kenya, it's called Pastor Lai. I don't know if he's still there. I think somewhere in Mombasa. So he was on LTV, okay? And he was reading, and he was saying, anyway, he said, the house of the Lord to be built must be of great fame and splendor. And I was shocked. I turned off the and I went to bed. I was like, now this is undeniable. This is God. Do you understand? Okay? Yeah. Then later, God says that the reason why you're going to do that is because you have to do everything Moses did. You're named after him. Moses built me a house. Okay? And therefore, you'll also build me a house. Okay? Do you understand? And that house requires wisdom. Okay? The Bible says that Moses was wise because he laid hands on Joshua to receive the spirit of wisdom. You remember that? Okay. And then that house was for God to dwell in. Do you understand? God says, let them build me a tabernacle that I may dwell among them. You understand? So the house wasn't to be built just to be filled with people. Okay? Neither to be filled with hype. Neither to be filled with all the good things. You know, good things. If those good things are there, and God can't find where to dwell, he can't dwell, you know, because he's not honored. Okay? Then it will just be a social club. But God was saying, I want you to do it for the purpose that Moses built me a tabernacle, that I may dwell among my people. Basically, for God's presence to inhabit that place. Glory be to God. Now, you can understand why I'm very serious when it comes to do with worship. You know, because worship is key to this thing called the presence of God. Okay? Yes, why man, I can play with some other things, offertory, what, you know, But this one, man, it is untouchable. Okay? We try to do our best, Okay? So every time I sense a song that can, you are like, aha, this is the one, that will usher in the presence. I'm like, now, lest someone messes me up, and switches to another one, which is not for the hour, Do you understand, Okay, so understand these things. Meeting like this is all about the presence of God. All right? Okay, so also you, when you come, to participate. Okay? That means don't come late. Because if you're coming late, you're what? You're you know, you just dilute maybe the little we have achieved, then you dilute it, then we have to, you know, glory be to God. Hallelujah. The house of the Lord. For God to dwell with his people. And this house must be, he told me, 2nd November 2000. I remember it. Must be of great, it was in NIV. Okay? Those days I used to read NIV. Alright, okay? It must be of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Now, in 2014, okay, now this is 14 years later. Okay? The Lord said, now you have a little wisdom. And now start on the other thing. 14 years, can you imagine? 14 years later. This is why the promises of God, man. 14 years later. Say, now you have a little bit. Now start. Okay? Start the house which is supposed to be of what? Of great magnificence and fame and splendor in the sight of all nations. Not just in Uganda, not in East Africa. Because we have to take God by his word. Yes, he said nations. Okay? Now it's how many years? It's like 3.5 years. Okay? Why? Well, I don't want to say nothing. But kind of, as in natural, you understand? And it's the truth, so don't try to lie that we are not, you understand? We are not. Okay? However, God is pleased with what we are doing, with the best way, with what we have. You know, Okay? For those of you who are new here, before the church made a year, before LAT made a year, before it made a year, okay, there were two dreams that came, where God was, where God ranked us, number one in this country. Less than a year, and God ranked us number one. Now, I don't know if we're still number one, you understand? But I'm just saying the past. So that means there were God great things. It's not human, you understand? We had nothing. If you saw the keyboard, it is still there, I think. Those guys used to hide. So anyway, we had nothing. Absolutely nothing. All we had was passion and wanting to do everything the right way with pure motives. You understand? Pure motives and only doing what you're told to do. You see, two things. Only do what you're told to do. And do it with pure motives, only to glorify God. Okay? And God is like, these guys are number one. Hallelujah. Now, up to now, we are still trying to only do what God tells us to do. You know, I don't know whether we are doing it. Anyway, we are trying. Okay? We are trying. Okay? That has reminded me of Catherine Coleman. She used to say that thing. Lord, you know, I tried. You know, she used to say that when I see him face to face, you know, I'll say, wonderful Jesus, we tried. Glory be to God. Amen? So we're trying, okay, to only do what he tells us to do. Okay? We are trying to do all that we do with pure hearts. Pure hearts. Glory be to God. Amen? Now, in this fallen world, okay, when you try to live by those two things, only doing what you're told to do, doing all that you're doing with a pure heart. Okay? The moment you start doing that, now you might think that immediately, you understand, blessings and glory, you understand? But you see, you are in this fallen world, and this fallen world, those two things, it doesn't want them. You understand? It doesn't. Okay? So when you try to do those things, okay, and you endeavor to be consistent, okay, with that kind of heart, now, okay, you are you are in big trouble. Okay? And if you don't want trouble, you just be nice, just, you understand? Just be political, just say, you know, be shady, you understand? Because now, the fallen world is shady, the fallen world is just scheming, you understand? And so, scheming and what, it is acceptable, eh? You know, it is in line with the fallen world. Okay, hype, you know, just, you know, eh? It is acceptable in the fallen world, and it works in the fallen world. It will get you results. If you are result-oriented, okay, yeah, it will get you what? But you try this other thing. Eh? Rick Joyner says, I read somewhere where it says that if you're moving against the tide, eh, you're bound to cause waves. You understand? Eh? If you're moving against the tide. Eh? But if you're moving in the direction of the tide, you know, you're just moving along, eh? Glory be to God. So these things, because I'm a pastor, so I know these things. God tells me stuff about the church, about people, you know. So because of this thing, there's a price to pay, by the way. There is no way for anything that is of great value, that is precious, any treasure, okay, there's a high price to pay for it. Okay, there's a high price to pay. Never forget that. Okay, if God tells you you're going to build a house that will be of great magnificence and fame and splendor, splendor there means glory. You can put glory. Okay, in the sight of all nations. Now, okay, whoever he tells that, if he ever tells you anything like that. Maybe that's why he tells you you're going to do this, but you're foolish now, so you don't understand what is going to what to cost you. That's why you're foolish, because you're young, you're just a baby, you don't know the price of some of these things. Okay, that's why I guess it took 14 years of preparation. By the way, verse six, I guess it talks about. It says that, and then. David made what? Extensive preparations. You understand? 14 years. Then after that, you start and you're like, now I've paid the, you know, the 14 years are over. So, woo! And God what? If I say, let me leave him alone. Okay? I'll never forget. A few months after the church began. Okay? This church began in August. Okay? End of August. Then, I think it was, anyway, a few months after, you know, like in the, I think, February, January, the following year. That's when, man, trouble began. You know, I thought, since, first of all, I've never been a pastor. Basically, I'm coming from nowhere, you understand? And then, I have a good heart, you know, I thought I had a good heart. I thought, everyone will like me. No preacher would have any problem with me. I think God first, whatever those, the first month, okay? Honeymoon, Then I think it was January. Man, I started saying, man, God, you didn't tell me this. Why would anyone be against me? You know, you're just from medical, you know, world. So you're innocent. It's not like you have even been in any church. That time I wasn't in any church. And man, that's when I realized, man, there's some things God will never tell you. Because he knows. Okay, you might what? We chicken out and take off. Okay? The Bible says, when the children of Israel came out of Egypt, there was a shorter route, or route, okay, they would have gone through, but God decided that they don't go through it because they had never faced war. So God knew that if they go through there, they are going to meet resistance, and they'll, you understand, So God said, no, you first, you understand, Because they had never faced war. Okay? So God said, no, they're not ready yet. It's just Eve, you know, eh? Okay? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. So, there are those things, eh? Okay? There are those what? Glory. But we have done well, eh? I guess we have done well, you know? Because the things we have received in this church, eh? You know, the anointings, eh? Okay, you just realize we have done well, eh? Okay? And a time is going to come when those things will be manifest. Okay? Those things will be what? Yeah. There's some of you who have been here for years, eh? Or months. So you know, eh? There's some of those things God has given us in the spirit, eh? Okay? The other, like 2 weeks ago, I had a dream, eh? Okay? A simple dream. My dreams are very simple. Glory be to God. Very simple. Not like these guys' stories and movie, you know. Mine, eh? Maybe because by nature I'm a very simple person. I hope you know that, eh? By the way, I'm preaching, eh? So don't think what? I'm preaching. Some of these things are more important than what? You understand? Because they help some of you, eh? You understand, eh? Either concerning things in the future, you understand, eh? Anyway, yeah, this dream, you know, I did my master's years ago in the States, eh? Okay? Now, you know Dr. James Magara? Okay? I think last year he completed a PhD in leadership, eh? Okay, and it was also a university in the States, eh? I think some university in Virginia. And he graduated, eh? Just like I did. Eh? Now, in this dream, our graduation ceremony was going to take place in Uganda. Hmm? Yeah? This man has never interpreted a dream. Okay? You have never been oriented into reality. But he has there. Anyway, so there's a graduation ceremony. Okay, I and Magara were going to graduate. The university actually sent whatever is needed to Uganda for the ceremony to be in Uganda. Okay, on the same day, we together joined, you understand? Eh? Okay? And I told you, my dreams are simple and it ended. Like that. Okay. There's no more story. Okay, no more what? I thought you might think they are very simple. Because I'm a simple what? Person. You ask my wife. Okay? Very simple person. Sene, what do you think that dream means? Number one, is it carnal? Is it of God or is it of the flesh? But maybe I've already biased you by what? Sharing it, you understand? Okay, let's assume it was spiritual. What would it mean? Okay, anyone? Volunteers. Hmm? Christine.
I don't know.
Christine is one of those people who you commend that they are still in reality.
I think it's of God.
Okay, I think if it is of God, I think it means, of course, there's graduation, so it means you're graduating into something, isn't it? It's that simple. Okay, it is that what? That simple. But now, what something are you graduating into? Someone was saying that's why Magara is in the dream. To show what you're graduating into. Eh? You understand, eh? And leadership. Because he did a PhD in what? Leadership. Okay? Now, why isn't the graduation ceremony in the States where you did the studies from? Why is it in Uganda? Huh? I can't hear you. Shout, all of you. Because what? Yeah, so it is leadership in Uganda. You understand? Eh? That was 2 weeks ago. So I believe that dream was over. And I think the time when it came, when I look at the time in which it came, eh? Okay? Again, these are just, I'm not speaking on behalf of God, eh? Okay? I'm just, it's just my thoughts. Eh? I'm like, it looks like at that time, we had passed a test. Eh? Or I had passed a test. There are tests you have to pass. Okay? The grace word doesn't tell you that. Okay? Some who have gotten more sense now, they have added it, eh? But very few. There's something called tests. But of course, there is the grace of God to empower you to pass them. You understand? Eh? Yeah, but there are still tests. And you have to, you shouldn't receive that grace in vain to pass a test. If you receive it in vain, you fail. And you just, you know, you just whirl in a circle. Eh? Okay? So I think we had passed a test. And God was like, aha. You know, eh? Looks like there was a test that was, and God is like, let me see if this guy will be a good shepherd. If he will be what? A good shepherd, or he will cave in and dark and compromise, yeah? Instead of being a good shepherd. And I think God was like, the guy has passed the test. You know, eh? Graduation. Hallelujah. Amen. There are tests. You will go through it, and but anyway, but these tests are not what? Are not funny, eh? Amen? You have to choose who you're going to serve. Eh? Okay? You have to choose. Eh? Hallelujah. You have to know what you're called to do. Do it, you understand? Eh? And as you're doing it, there are tests always. Whichever test you get, every test, by the way, is for the purpose of graduating you to another level. That's what all tests are. Tests are not sent, you know, or given to be failed. It is only in Uganda where some stupid what, teachers will give tests for the purpose of people failing them. You know that. Eh? Now, God is not like that. Every test he gives or every test he allows to come your way, it is for the purpose of you passing it and graduating. It is not to make your life hard. It is not to harass you, you know. Eh? Okay? It is for the purpose of what? Promotion. Glory be to God. And like you all know, because you like what? Those were things. Eh? The bigger the test, the greater the testimony. You know those things, don't you? Do I think you want me to always stay in charge? Eh? Pastor Moses, you have never given us those cute things. The bigger the test, eh? The greater the testimony. You understand? And it's true, eh? So that verse is what? That verse. The bigger the test. Oh, if there's a great testimony coming, eh? You know, not always, but very often, eh? There will be a big test. Glory be to God. Amen? If LAT, eh, of course, don't you guys, eh, you just do your thing and what, eh, okay? But if Pastor Moses just says through this season, Burundi, eh, you understand? Eh? Hey, man, we're in for what? It's somewhat, yeah, we're in for great things, eh? Okay? If you're there on Thursday, you can tell your friends about the tent of testimonies, okay, which will be basically heaven on earth, okay? That dream came from someone in October, you know, tent of testimonies, okay, heaven on earth, okay? Glory be to God. And it looks like that person who had that dream was also given that dream, eh, because God knew they were also going to have a big test. Eh? And it looks like they failed the test. Yeah, these things are sad. It seems like they failed the test. They had the dream when, you know, way after I'd begun to say my funny things, in the midst of saying those funny things, someone had that dream and they saw themselves there. Then a test comes. They saw themselves in that thing. And they cannot say, anyway, this is irrelevant. But anyway, you see, those things, man, they say, be very cautious when God gives you a certain dream. It means around in that period, that dream might help you to navigate, to make right choices. You understand? Okay? Be very careful with these things. Okay? Glory be. Now, in the past 2 weeks, we've been talking about, that is over, okay? Now we're going to another one. Chapter. Probably what you're waiting for by now. He's not preaching. Glory to God. Amen. By the way, what I've just said is very important. Those are the things which build you up, which help you to live a great life. Okay? You see, and there's nothing that I've said that is not scripture. I just haven't attached verses, you know, to them. Okay? Glory be to God. But these are things that make or unmake men and women of God. And I'm not talking about preachers. I'm talking about you, men and women of God. I hope you know that you are men and women of God. Yes, you are. Okay? So those things, those are some of the things I learned many years ago from Robert Slardon. Glory be to God. Lyadon. Glory be to God. Amen. I learned those things. Okay? And, and in 2016, man, the Spirit upon him, the Spirit of wisdom upon him, man, came on me. Glory be to God. Amen. So contrary to what some of you think, I have a degree of what? Wisdom. As far as church, Christianity is concerned. Glory be to God. Amen. But because these guys who introduced me, what, haven't yet to begun hyping me, you understand? That's why you think, you know. You know, Regina said, carnal people respond to carnal authority. Just begin carnality here. I'm telling you, just begin carnal things. You will see. A visitor has come today, will come back next time and say, man, that man of God is powerful. You ask them, what is powerful about him? But you know what to them power means? The chair was seated in. What they said, what they introduced, I'm telling you, carnal people respond to carnal authority. Now, that is scary. Now, that's why I don't want to be carnal, Because it means, man, if I'm carnal, I will respond to carnal authority. You understand? Hey, man, I think about those things and I get scared. If I just begin to talk, you understand? You know, appear big, come with a Nigerian, I'm telling you, there's some of you who are what? Fooling around with me. But if I start to do those things, you will stop. See, man, that guy is powerful. That man of God is powerful. Let me ask you why. You still doing, but in your head, say, man, you know what? You understand? Hey, man, that is scary, That's why, man, when I think about those things, God, man, may I not be found carnal. Okay? There's a lady, she's in this church, who, anyway, somehow, God opened her eyes, and she saw that man, the thing she was in. Anyway, so, she decided to leave a certain place. And God, in dreams, since last year, had been talking to her. Until recently, she saw that she even realized what her dreams meant. Okay? Then, after the eyes are unveiled, She even gets a dream, when I'm telling her that finally you have gotten it. Okay? Now, apparently I heard from one of our friends that later she said that no wonder. As people were shouting, I wasn't feeling anything. But everyone was shouting, and of course, there's this thing called mass psychology, where if people are shouting, you should also, but you also don't know why you're here. Right now, if people started running out of here, most probably you'd also run. Then they stop and ask you, so why are you running? Say, so one of those things, when you're in a group, you should be seen to be, together, so is that, so she's like, no wonder. Anyway, but this now, in retrospect, but that only happens when they, no wonder. Okay? But, let's go back, to the bride of Christ. Amen? Yes. The last 2 weeks we're talking about the bride of Christ. Saying essentially that you are the bride of Christ. Okay? And the implication is that Jesus loves you so much. All right? And you as a bride, he expects you to love him. And to be faithful to him. All right? Okay? That's not deep, amen? That's why there's some people who don't think that I'm wise. Because I'm not deep. Okay, anyway. Yeah, you're the bride of Christ. You know, the Lord loves you. Okay? And you as a bride, he expects you to love him back, okay? Because we love, because he first loved us. All right? Last week we went through the Jewish wedding process, and we saw how everything, every stage in the process, how it relates to us, we, the bride of Christ, we saw it, and maybe for the sake of those who are not here, maybe we should send those slides to you by email, alright? Now, Romans chapter 7, verse 4. Romans chapter 7 verse 4 says, therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ, that you may be married to another. That you may be what? Married to another. To him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. Okay? You have been married to another, to Jesus, who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. Okay? The groom and the bride, when they become one, there's fruit which they bear. You understand? In nature, whatever, people get kids, people get kids, okay, and that is fruit. So now we, with Jesus, since we have become one, it says we are supposed to bear fruit to God. Glory be to God. Okay? Now what fruit is that? Galatians chapter 5, verse 22. Galatians 5, 22 says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. The fruit of the Spirit is what? Self-control. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, notice, it's called fruit, yet there are nine characteristics. Why isn't it called fruits Emron. You're the one who loves what? You're the one who, anyway. Why isn't it called what? Fruits. Okay? Now, your pastor also doesn't know. Your pastor what? Doesn't know. Now you say, now what kind of man of God are you? That's why we can't what? Until you start displaying kind of what? That's when we shall what? Respond to your authority. Even you tell us even that you don't know. But I don't know. Alright? Okay? Anyway, I don't know. Okay? But I have many, well, like two theories, what it could mean. Okay? But now, for the purposes of today, we're going to only deal with love. Okay? The fruit of the Spirit is what? Is love. Glory be to God. Okay? This is a subject I prefer someone else talking about it. You understand? Because if there's anything I've failed in my life, is this thing called what? Love, the love walk. You know, I'm sincere, okay? But, yeah, the difference between me and maybe you is that at least for me, I acknowledge I failed and I'm trying. Glory be to God. That's why I usually don't want to talk about this. What? I'd rather, anyway, you understand, love, you know, because, you know, however, somehow, there's a way in which God tricks people into what? Sermons. Amen? I didn't see it coming. But you guys don't think that I have what? Things I'm going to preach for the year and so on. You understand? Every after Sunday, now I go back. So what is next Sunday? You understand? So I didn't see this what? Coming. If I saw it coming, I would have taken a holiday to Sese Islands. So. Oh, California. Okay? Now, what is love? What is love? All the women here know. All the girls. Okay? But 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4. What love is? Okay? What love is? This thing that has eluded your pastor. But it has eluded. But though I acknowledge again also, I'm not where I used to be. Okay? I'm not where I used to what? Used to be. Okay? However, yeah, it is still what? A tight paper. Glory be to God. Amen? But one of the things, by the way, I'm called to preach is love. Glory be to God. In 2006, I was doing my master's. Anyway, it didn't matter what I was doing. In 2006, I had a dream. In this dream, there was like a party. Okay, so I'm at a table, seated at a table with Joyce Meyer and Creflo Dollar. All right? Then I told Joyce Meyer, or Creflo, No, I told Creflo that, no, Joyce Meyer. I told her that I'd rather listen to you when you're talking about love. All right? But if it is to do with prosperity, I'd rather listen to Creflo Dollar. Because at that time, Creflo Dollar was a financial prosperity preacher. Okay? Right now, it's the grace of God. You understand? But I don't know. I'm not the one who gives people callings. I don't know. But I'm a bit suspicious. I'm like, was that turn by God? Yeah, if there are excesses in what he used to preach, maybe he should have, corrected them. But I'm a bit, God takes you completely away from something. And I don't know. I don't give people callings. I don't know. But anyway, so I told Creflo Dollar, who was in those days known as what? One of the top prosperity preachers. And used to say that, you see, even my name, Dollar, You know, eh? So anyway, then Joyce Meyer tells me that young man, never separate those two things, love and prosperity. Okay? She told me that. Then I told them, I told Joyce Meyer, you preach about love, you crave for, you preach about prosperity, but as for me, I will preach both. Glory be to God. Amen. So this love thing that has eluded me for years, okay, is one of my what? My callings. Glory be to God. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. And of course, in the context of prosperity, love is very important. Eh? You know that. Eh? But we shan't go there. Glory be to God. So anyway, what is love? Eh? Okay, 1 Corinthians 13, eh? From verse 2 to 4, it gives a picture of what love is. It says love suffers long. Other versions says love is patient. Okay? But the translations which say patient, okay, did not really get it right. Okay, they, yeah, to a degree, but the long suffering one actually is the right what? Translation. You know, because you can wait, but when you're having a blast. You understand? Yeah? So the real thing is long suffering. You wait, you pay, but man, you know, it's not funny. You understand? Yeah? So love suffers long and is kind. Glory be to God. One of the things I want to be known about, I'm telling you the truth, is that man, that guy is kind. It even sounds cool, you know, kind. Glory be to God. Long-suffering doesn't sound cool. But anyway, love is what? Kind. Okay? Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. Okay? It is not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely. Love has good manners. All right? Love does not seek its own. It is not provoked. And it thinks no evil. Glory be to God. Okay? It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. That is love. Okay? Remember, you are the bride of Christ. Okay? And your union together with him, you know, 1 Corinthians 6 says that he that is joined with the Lord is one spirit with him. You know that scripture? Okay, so you're one already. Okay, and Romans 7, 4 has said that you're supposed to bear fruit unto God. Okay, and that fruit is a fruit of what? Prosperity. Okay. Yeah, many fruits, I guess, but we're talking about the fruit of love. Eh? Glory be to God. Okay? Love, maybe this is what, this love subject is the most important subject in Christianity. You had better know that. It is not all the other things, you understand, all the other things, yes, of God, but love is the main thing. Glory be to God. Amen? So, therefore, though the person who's preaching it, you know, it has eluded him. Okay? Yeah, you try, you know, to do, you understand. Walk with God, you understand. Okay? Yeah, take this seriously. This is a message from God. Glory be to God. Amen? You're supposed to bear fruit unto God. Glory be to God. Peace, neighbor. Okay? This when I was shocked. A few months later, a few months after the church began, that's when I was shocked when I started receiving fireman. I was like, but what harm have I done? Very innocent. Man, I was shocked. What? Now, preachers, preachers. I was very innocent. There's nothing I had done, man. I think guys thought I'm going to get the whole Kampala into LAT. Then I have not even, anyway. I was shocked. I thought, preachers know this scripture. Love no harm, what? Love does no what? Now, this is what you should do also. Endeavor not to do harm to anybody. Glory be to God. Any kind of harm. Of course, now and again you do some harm. Okay? But let it be unintentional. Or when it is intentional, let it be when you're like, anyway, don't do harm to what? To your neighbor. Glory be to God. Okay? But once in a while, you do harm to a neighbor, but don't make it your what? Don't be known as someone who does harm to their what? Neighbors. Don't be known as someone who hits people on the head. You will have a shady deal, you know, just hitting Christians on the head. Glory be to God. Your is your ploy, you know, Don't do harm to what? Your neighbor. Glory be to God. Okay, love, when just do this one. Okay? After you've understood it, now go to 1 Corinthians, what? 13. And you understand what bears all things, believes all things, hopes all, really? You know? Even when something is deception, I hope, you know, believe all, no. You understand? Hallelujah. Amen. Now, without love, we are nothing. You know that. Without love, you're nothing. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1 to 3. Okay? So it means you without love, you are nothing. Pastor Moses, without love, you are nothing. 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 It says, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. That means that they are tongues of angels. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyway. Okay, though you do that, you speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries, and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Glory be to God. Years ago, like 2 years ago, I had a dream. In this dream, Kenneth Hagin appeared to me. Anyway, in this dream, you know, it's important to talk about dreams. Anyway, I'm gifted that way. You understand? But when I talk about them, I hope you guys to learn to interpret your dreams. Okay? There's someone who had a dream. Let me leave that one. You see, people are having dreams about some preacher. Okay? But because it's about the preacher, they twist them. You understand? To suit, you understand? And now when they talk to you, they give you the interpretation. They are messed up interpretation. Until you ask them that, first tell me the dream. When they tell you the dream, you're like, this is another person who has been told. But they twist to suit, you understand? So dream interpretation is important and don't take it lightly. So years ago, I had a dream. I was with Eden, my daughter, and she molded some small, like something small, with clay, okay, like a kahil, you know, something small. Then there was a big guy who came, and he did, with the same clay, did a bigger thing. All right? What does that dream mean? I'm asking you. You escaped the first time. So what does that dream mean? honestly, if you had a dream like that, okay? But before it ended, thank God, Kenneth Hagin came. Before it ended, Kenneth Hagin came. And he told me that you are going to do 10 times what I did. Okay? So that means Hagin was giving interpretation to this. Your daughter has done this. The big guy has done this. Okay? Times 10. And the dream ended. Now, the reason why I'm sharing that is because when that time comes and I begin to do 10 times what Hagin did, okay, it says if I'm doing those things and I have not love, I will still be a zero. Glory be to God. Have you heard of a cute phrase about Naaman? Remember? Naaman the leper? Okay? There's a saying that Naaman was a hero, yet he was a zero. Have you heard of that one? Naaman was a hero, yet he was a zero, you know? Anyway, you're doing all those things, you are a hero. But if you do 10 times what Hagin did, I'm telling you, people are going to worship you. Do you understand? Do you know what Hagin did? Do you know Kenneth Hagin? If you don't know him, ask Hillary. Doc Hill, he has all the material. Hagin, by the way, he does. Papa Hagin. Man, Hagin. Brother Hagin. If you do 10 times, people are going to worship you. But even though they worship you and you have no love, you're nothing. In fact, love commands you to tell people to stop worshiping you. But if you're not telling them, then you're just messing them up. That's not love, because love does no harm. They say, but Pastor Moses, you're twisting scripture, you understand? But these are just revelations. Glory be to God. Amen? So without love, you are what? Nothing. So God wants us to grow in love. Okay? Love. Remember, it is the fruit that you bear unto God because of your union with Jesus. You as his bride. Glory be to God. God expects fruit. You know, when people get together, there are very few couples, but they are there, like especially in the West, you know, Western world, who get married and they don't want kids. They are there, but the majority always, you know, they want to get kids. Okay, now it's the same thing with God. Okay, our union with Christ, he expects fruit. Okay, and he expects a fruit of what? Of love. And without love, we are nothing. Okay? Love is what should distinguish us from the rest of the world. Love is how people get to know that we're actually of God. You know, love is what? Love is a key distinguishing mark of people who belong to God, people who have been born of God. Okay? We cannot say miracles. Yes, Jesus said these signs and wonders shall follow you. But remember, these signs and wonders can also be done by the other side, the dark realm. They can demonstrate these things. Glory be to God. Okay? So it cannot be that alone. It has to be something the other guys don't have. The devil has no love. You understand? Even when he appears to love, it is just plotting to mess you up. Glory be to God. Amen? You know, miracle, you can't, you know, it is love. Jesus said, 1 Corinthians 13, 35, John 13, 35, Jesus said, a new commandment I give to you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also do what? Love one another. Then he says that by this all will know that you're my disciples. By this, by what? Love. All will know that you're my disciples if you have love one for another. That's how people will know. Glory be to God. Amen? There's a story I want to tell, but I want to see how to squeeze it in. But let me just squeeze it in, whether I want, because the time is up. Years ago, 2010, either 2010 or 2011, I had a dream. In this dream, there's a lady preacher, some woman in Uganda. Your sister knows her. This woman had died. Okay? The woman had died. And so they were, you know, I was in Chiwatule and they were bringing her from Nigeria in a casket. Okay? So they're bringing, you know, there's a procession, it's called. Okay? So they're bringing, you know. So I wanted to look in the what? The casket and see the body. Okay? As they came closer, you know, I wanted to see. But there were preachers, people, around the casket. They wouldn't let anyone see the body. But I knew it was that woman. Okay? And most of you, all of you who know her, she had died. But the people around the casket didn't want it to be seen. Or actually, to be known that it is that was, what? So I decided to climb a tree. You know, Contrary to what you think, I'm a sharp guy. And sharpness also at times means shady. So man, climbed what? Guys got chivoko for me, I'm telling you the truth. I don't remember whether I was caned or the other side, but I climbed up an electricity pole so that I can look, you know. Guys came with chivoko as it was guarded. Then when I woke up, the Lord told me, that dream means that lady, she died. She died, and there are people who know that she died. Okay? And obviously, those must be preachers. Okay? But they don't want anyone to know. Ne boba mani. My wife. They know, you know. Okay? And they are what? They don't want anyone to get to know. You understand? If you try, like, you want to know, they will come for you. 2010. Okay? You know, again, God was saying she died spiritually. You understand? Because she's still alive. So it wasn't talking about a physical death because she's still alive. But God was saying she died spiritually. And there are people who know, but they don't want other people. Why? I don't know. Maybe they benefit from what? From her, whatever. You know, maybe she's a crowd puller, money, you know, But God told me she died. So I remember that time I shared that dream with her, with Elvis. Then he says, that woman, years ago, didn't you hear about the stories of snakes and what? I was like, no. She's like, man, you don't know what's happening in the country? I was like, I don't know, I didn't know. Then he said, yes, snakes, what, you know, People say she uses just snakes. Then he told me that years ago he used to, there was a time when he used to stay somewhere in Munyonyo, where that woman stays or used to stay, okay? And Elvis's wife, girlfriend, that time would go to visit him and she would take that, you know, she would pass by her house. On this particular day as she's going, she reached this lady's gate and villagers were all over the place and they were seeing a snake entering. Someone who saw, you know. But the woman was still preaching. Apparently, I don't know if you saw, but she had miracles. You understand? And those things I think were fake, just deceiving people. But again, maybe they were true, but using the other one, side. If you went to her to pray for you. Do you think you should pray in the name of Satan? She knows who she's dealing with. So she'll pray in the name of Jesus. But meanwhile, God is informing maybe an upcoming prophet. I'm joking. That woman died. Now, how you could tell actually to prove this, you could see the fruit. You understand? Some of the things she was doing, some of the lies are doing, some of the schemes are involved in with different pastors. You understand? Okay? Now, I don't know if she got born again later. But the scripture which says that for some people, okay, which scripture is that? Hebrews 6 or something. It says that for some people, if you've reached a certain level of maturity and you fall away, it says it is impossible to renew you to repentance, seeing that you crucify again the Son of God and put him to an open shame. He says it is impossible. You understand? Now, let's assume, and again, I'm not saying she had reached that and she died, you know. Let's assume, okay, yeah, she, you know. Do you think, since now she has lost it, she'll never get born again, do you think she'll still now pray in Satan's name? She wouldn't. She knows what she's dealing with and she knows the language you have to use. I ask people, who of you has ever heard Kakande speak anything like that is really off? Very few or nobody has ever heard. But we all believe, most people in my circles, we all believe Kakande is fake, a false what? Prophet. You ask people, so what does this say? That is what? It is known that there is no preacher in Uganda who has more healings than Kakande. He has those things of Jesus is in Jesus of what? Nazareth is in town. He's going to, you understand? And man, apparently healings happen, you know, they even show them on TV, you know, real things. But all of us say the guy is a what? Where did we get that from? Now, I am with you. I also believe the guy is fake. Okay? But we can't get it from his words. Maybe those in his church can say, I said this. But all of us say wrong things. We think this scripture means this, and we say it. Then 2 years later, we realize, oh, we are wrong. So we all say, you understand? But the fruit and the things he does, and then the dreams, man, especially those guys who are in that church, all those who have left, what they dream about him. You understand? But even the lifestyle, anyway, glory be to God. This woman who died, I have a friend of mine who used to be in a certain church, then he left to begin his own church. Okay? So when he left, that pastor wasn't happy that the guy left to begin another church. Okay? So do you know what this pastor did? He got to know how this Kayan guy had begun the church. Okay? Then he got this woman preacher who died, to curse the venue. The guy said, Moses, this pastor, and I know the pastor, he brought the woman, like the people were there and they saw. The woman came to curse the place. So what this guy's ministry, what? These are the preachers, man, we're dealing with in this one. But some of these guys died, man, a long time ago. And there are other preachers who know. You know, now instead of protecting the what? The sheep that they are playing, what? Because bafunamu, bafunamu, okay? But now, okay, even you yourself, you're supposed to be known by love. Okay? We have seen it. Jesus said, by this all will know that you're my disciples, if you love one another. Glory be to God. That is a fruit God expects you to what? To bear. Hallelujah. Amen? Because you are one, you are in oneness with Christ. You're in oneness with what? With Christ. And it's easy to bear this fruit. Eh? Jesus said, I am the tree. Okay? You are the branch. He said, I'm the vine. You're the branch. Then he says, every branch that is in me will bear fruit. You understand? Eh? So all you need to do, Pastor Moses, all you need to do to bear the fruit of love is to abide in the vine. You are the branch. All you need to do is to abide in the vine. Eh? Is to remain in Christ. Eh? Is to remain in oneness with him. Eh? Is to appreciate that you're one with him. Eh? You understand? Eh? Just meditating upon that. And why are you in oneness with him? Is because he loved you. Eh? Okay? So he made it about how you are loved. Eh? Our Bible says we love because he first loved us. So when you abide in him by meditating on how much he loves you, eh? Okay, you will automatically bear the fruit of love. And by that, all will know that you are his disciple. Glory be to God. Remembering that without love, you are nothing. Glory be to God. Rick Joyner wrote years ago, he said that one day, the Lord told him that you are known in the world for many things, but none of them is love. Can you imagine? He told Rick Jr., he wrote it, it's on the net, in the books. He says, you are known all over the world for many things, and none of them is love. Okay? May that not be said of you. On the contrary, when God appears to you, may he tell you that, yeah, you're bearing fruit. Continue to bear the fruit of love. But let him not appear saying nothing. Okay? Okay? Bearing the fruit of love because you're one with the Lord. Glory be to God. Okay? So, Father, I thank you for your people. I thank you, Father, for you give us a grace to abide in the Lord, to abide in the vine. For when we abide in the vine, we bear fruit effortlessly. We bear the fruit of love. And by that, all will know that we belong to you. All will know that we belong to you. Father, we acknowledge that that is the only commandment the Lord left us. Your son left us to love one another. So, Father, we pray that we shall all take it very seriously to grow in love, to bear the fruit of love. In Jesus' name, hallelujah.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.